When at last the scales fall from his eyes, it is not without something of the nature of dismay that the man finds himself in such changed conditions. He has to deal with commanding emotions instead of the easy dislikes and preferences in which he has hitherto passed his days, and he recognizes capabilities for pain and pleasure, of which he had not yet suspected the existence. Falling in love is the one illogical adventure, the one thing in which we are tempted to think as supernatural in our trite and reasonable world. The effect is out of all proportion with the cause. Two persons, neither of them it may be, very amiable or very beautiful, meet, speak a little, and look into each other's eyes. That has been done a dozen or so times in the experience of either, with no great result. But on this occasion, all is different. They fall at once into that state in which another person becomes to one the very gist and centre point of God's creation, and demolishes any laborious theories with a smile in which our ideas are so bound up with the one master thought that even the trivial cares of our own person become so many acts of devotion, and the love of life itself is translated into a wish to remain in the same world with so precious and desirable a fellow creature. And all the while their acquaintances look on in a